Phoenix FM.
Now, I'm joined in the studio by Alex Gibson, who's here to talk about an event which is taking place at the Brentwood Rugby Club on the 20th of October. Alex, rugby coach, personal trainer, international athlete, has represented Great Britain in the decathlon several times, and fitness has always been really important to you. Now, we're going to talk about the event that's taking place. The charity match which is taking place is to support MND, which is motor neurone disease. Tell us why and how you got involved with this charity.
Hi guys, and thanks for that, Michelle. I suppose the rugby match is on the back of my recent diagnosis for motor neurone disease back in January this year. The idea behind the rugby match is two things really. To one, raise awareness for motor neurone disease itself, and at the same time to raise sufficient funds for a new charity we're setting up shortly.
Is there certain symptoms that people get with motor neurone disease?
It's a neurological disorder, and primarily it impacts all muscles throughout the body, and is progressive in its stance. So after diagnosis, typically you have 2 to 3 years before, you know, worst case kicks in. That's the typical, you know, frequency scene really. But I suppose the symptoms I have, and it's very unique to, you know, each and every individual. But obviously my speech has been heavily impacted, and it's slowed down and sounds quite slurred around the edges. At the same time, I really struggle with balance, and a number of times I fall over, and even without any, you know, influence of drinks, or it's just quite scary, really. And obviously, it's heavily impacted my mobility as well as I tend to drag legs on walking and things like that.
Yeah.
So there's a wide range of different symptoms which basically characterise MND.
Now, I'd say, when somebody gets a diagnosis like that, you can obviously go into yourself. You've got an option to either sit indoors and close the doors and never do anything again, or to actually go out and do something. And you've been organising loads of things. I mean, tell us about the Outer Hebrides and the amount of money, because you've raised a fortune.
Yes, that's a good point. So back in May this year, we, as part of a 10-man team, friends and families, members, completed a 185-mile cycle in the Outer Hebrides. And as you say, Michelle, we raised a fantastic sum of money, close to £32,000. And that was, a good thing, really, in terms of increasing awareness of the disease itself. And at the same time, really necessary, valuable funds to further research implications behind motor neurone disease. I suppose it's a good time for me to talk about, if I can, about motor neurone disease. So motor neurone disease is an indiscriminate neurological progressive disorder, and anyone can get it. and the chances of getting it are 1 in 50,000 any one year. What is sounds particularly rare when you consider over a lifetime, those odds jump drastically to 1 in 300. So it just shows the aging nature of the disorder, really. So motor neurons are, just to paint the bit of a picture, but motor neurons are specialized nerve cells which are located in the brain and spinal cord, and they're primarily concerned with muscle movement. At the same time, they're heavily involved in, you know, speech and swallowing. And I suppose it's the deterioration of these neurons which can lead to drastic prognosis rates following diagnosis, typically, as I mentioned previously, 2 to 3 years. So it just shows the devastating impact of the disorder.
Now, tell us about the charity.
So the idea is the 20th of October is a charity rugby match to help promote a newly set up charity. And the idea behind the charity, Challenging MND, is to both increase awareness for the disorder and at the same time, you know, valuable funds for to aid us to designate financial grants to MND sufferers who want to complete a memorable, long-lasting challenge. That's a whole concept behind setting up this new charity.
On the actual date of the 20th, you've got Brentwood Legends v Barking Legends charity match. Rugby is always so. So I've been to one rugby match at the, I don't know, what is it, the Oval? I forgot, it's cricket, it's the Oval. I've been to one, and then afterwards, which I thought was brilliant, because it was really civilised, everyone went round, they all opened up the boot of their cars, and people having champagne and all that. So that's why I was like, I want to go to more rugby matches if they're all like this. So tell us about the sort of things that are going on. Is it a whole day? You've got the match and you've got other things going on around it?
So the on the Saturday 20th of October, we kick off the day with a charity rugby match, as you said, between Barking and Brentwood.
Who are you supporting?
I'd say it's a difficult one, but being a home and, you know, locally brought up in Brentwood, it has to be Brentwood. So we kick off the proceedings with the charitable rugby match at 12:30 at King George's Park, that is, in Grave Road. And then we, and that represents the curtain raiser to the first team match versus Shelford Rugby Club. And there's a whole range of different things on the side, ranging from cake stands to a president's lunch. We have, at the same time, a big raffle and auction taking place as well. So the whole day should be a great, fun-filled, you know, family day out. On the actual day, it's obviously free entry. We want to encourage all, you know, players and family members to enjoy all the facilities on offer than the rugby club.
Mm.
And at the same time, we have two marquees with beer tents and whole range of different activities. So
yeah.
Free entry for the day and just have a great time, really.
The way you're smiling when you said beer tent, I can imagine where you might be for most of the week.
I don't know.
You looked at me, they've got a cake stand. I was like, oh, right.
Yeah, very true. Good.
It's really lovely to meet you.
Excellent. Thanks very much for your time, Michelle.
Thank you very much. Really good to meet you. Thanks a lot, Alex. Right, it's just